This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, what is the difference between fard and wajib, since they are both compulsory, the practical difference versus the fiqhi difference?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So now I'm just looking at my phone. So one of my students sent me something. So it is very good. We can tie it in with our previous question, you know, where they ask about anniversary, husband, wife, and all that. So I'll send it out on my status. It's all in Arabic. So I'm reading for you. Sa'ala a'arabiyun zawjatahu. I did it slowly for you so you'll understand. Sa'ala a'arabiyun zawjatahu. The a'arabi, the Bedouin, the person now in the periphery, not so well refined and educated. Normally, he asked his wife, you see, ماذا تعرفين عن النحو والصرف? What do you know about Arabic grammar and all these things? So she turned out to be a real sharpshooter. So the Bedouin asked his wife, what do you know about Arabic grammar and so forth? فقالت. So she, this muallima said, you see, she was a sharpshooter. So what she said, أن تصرف راتبك على النحو الذي يرضيني. That you must turn your wages surf. You see that? So she brought the word surf. So then you must turn your wages ala nahwi. So now she brought nahwu. So ala nahwi alladhi yurdini, towards me, and it will please me if you do that. You see what a master she was. In the answer, she brought surf and nahwu, and she's enriching herself also. So you, wife, you must use like that also. Oh, honey, you know this. The last time you bought me a pair of shoes was over 3 years ago. So now you go to the shoe shop, so he will get the message already. You see, like that. So let me send it out now to the status. So sometime you must tune your wife up in Arabic also. You understood? So they can learn. Not you go tell her nonsense that you want to tell her Iblis, she must sit, and you tell her Iblis. You understood? So that is not permissible. You call it Iblis and all that. So that you must have some light-hearted moments also with your wife and so forth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Understand this. This is a big chapter in fiqh. The Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and all of them don't have this term farz and wajib and all these things here. They say kullu fardin wajib wa kullu wajib farz. You got that? So they say farz is wajib and wajib is farz. So that is what they say. So if you look at their works, the Maliki works, Shafi'i works, Hanbali works, you will see many a time they will say, "Hey, as-salawatul khamsa, you must remember wajibun, is farz." But they use the word wajib. Al-hajju wajibun, but it means farz. You see that? Hanafis, this is Imam Abu Hanifa, you see, the genius that he was. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, never met Imam Abu Hanifa, because Imam Abu Hanifa was born in the year 80 after Hijrah and passed away in 150. And he, Al-Imam Shafi'i, was born in 150 and he passed away in 204. So now if you open the Muqaddama of Hidayah, you understand, by Allama Marghinani, you will see there is written so much. The day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away, that day Imam Shafi'i was born. So obviously they never met. But when he started reading the works and the students, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik, and he's the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in Musnadu Shafi'i. His name appears 7 times, so you must remember that. So then he started saying, Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh. The people, remember, are the children of Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh. You see that? But today, Salafi crackpots, that's the right term to use for them. They say Imam Abu Hanifa never understood fiqh. You understand? But they understand, the crackpots, you must remember. Tell us there's no 20 rakats, tarawis, 8 rakats, and 10 rakats. Tell us 3 talaqs is not 3, but it's 1. Just like the Christian Trinity. They tell us you can't make dua, you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased, all. All crackpots who pass fatwas like this, you must remember these type of things there. So they're Muslim, but they're dal and mudil. You must remember these kind of things. So now, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, says, now I'm using technical jargon because your question is of such a nature. If the dalil is dalil qat'i, It is such a dalil and evidence and proof, which is 100% celebrated, and it is 100% la shubhata fi, la rayba fi. So then that thing will become farz. So now salat 5 times is farz, is compulsory. So the zakat is compulsory, is farz, like that, you see. But now you take the issue of witr salat, right? You want this thing. So there the dalail, the evidence, you must remember, is not qat'i, is zwanni. So zwanni means there is some possibility. It doesn't mean in reality there is, but the possibility is there, the ihtimal is there for doubt. You see that? So therefore, only Imam Abu Hanifa says witr salat is wajib. Otherwise, you take Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Imam Abu Hanifa's own students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they say sunnat muakkada, they don't say it's wajib. So that is how he draws that distinction, that if you have something qat'i, 100%, the proofs are there, everything, then we will say it's farz. But otherwise, we will say it's wajib and so forth. Take another example, Sadaqatul Fitr, just now is Ramadan, February 17th, and then that March will be Eid ul Fitr, so you have to pay fitra. So the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali, they'll tell you it's farz, you see. But Imam Abu Hanifa will tell you it's wajib. He'll say that dalail, they haven't reached the daraja, the rank of, you must remember, qat'i. It has reached the daraja of dhanni. So that is his tafaqquh fi deen. When I used to teach in Darul Uloom, so now we had mostly Shafi, Hanbali, and this kind of students. Hanafis were 10-20%. So I should tell them many a time, you will understand what Imam Abu Hanifa is saying, because you must understand 2-3 things before that. I say, you guys from Cape Town, you like snookies, you know, they like snookies and they like cook sisters. So I say that when you go fishing, then me and you, we cast this here in front of us. But Imam Abu Hanifa, when he used to cast that cast of knowledge, so he used to cast very far, right in the depth of the ocean. And from there, he takes out the lu'lu and jawahi, the pearls of knowledge and so forth. So therefore, Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah himself said, "An-nasu 'iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh." The people are the children of Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh. Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah said himself, open Kitabul Janais in Tirmidhi, "Al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith." The fuqaha, the jurors of Islam, they will understand the real interpretation of the meaning of the hadith. The muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, many a time they don't understand the real meaning. They more interested in the sanad, in the chain of transmission. They more interested in the mutun and the text of the hadith and so forth and so. But the tafaqquh of it, how many masail and how many laws you can make istimbat and extract from it, they don't do that. That is the function duty of the fuqaha and jurors. So to sum it up, brothers, I hope you understood. So for farz, you need qat'i, and for wajib and that, you need zanni and so forth. Same thing. Turn the whole argument the other way around. Makruh tahrimi and haram. So both are not permissible, when both are sinful. But makruh tahrimi will be zanni, and your haram will be qat'i. So you gave you on a positive side and on a negative side. So all these are the lu'lu and jawahir, the jewels of the Hanafi fiqh. Therefore, the Hanafi fiqh in those days, when the Khilafat Uthmaniyah, the Ottoman Empire, ruled for 640 years, the whole ummah in all the continents were following the Hanafi school. You must remember that. And that is how the Hanafi fiqh and all that flourished. What Qazi Abu Yusuf during the Abbasid dynasty, and thereafter, you must remember that in the Ottoman Empire. Therefore, the Turks till today, the 99% Hanafi and so forth. But you get some crazy crackpots also among the Hanafis also, you understand? There was one Mufti Sahib, he used to come tell me about Mahdi and thus he'll come out in 2004. So I tell him, he said he had breakfast. And so I said, when are you going to have lunch? He used to get so. He tell me, you know what? Hazrat Mahdi will be Hanafi. I told him, Mufti, you talk a lot of nonsense. He used to get very upset with me. So then I talk nonsense, you understand? Hazrat Mahdi will be Hanafi. Hazrat Mahdi and them will be Mujtahid themselves, you must remember this kind. So sometimes our people get carried away and they talk some funny things, you must remember that. So the night passed away, so I don't want to take name. Allah make maghfirat, Allah forgive us.
Islam, which types of rings is it permissible for men to wear on, and which hand if it is permissible to do so?
Remember that as far as ring go, khawatim, khatam, you see that the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw people wearing golden ring, gold rings. So one person saw me yesterday, he said, your beard looks gold, you see. So I told him that is, I put golden brown, you see. I told him, you also must put. His beard is gone white, you see. So I told him that put golden brown dye, so you look nice, you see. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Abu Quhafa, the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his beard was gone whitish, grayish. Ghayyirhu ya Abu Quhafa, ya Abu Quhafa. You Abu Quhafa, change the color. You understood? Put some brown, whatever. Wajtani bi sawad, but not black. Black dye, all that, black mendi, all haram for the beard and the hair, for men and women. So other colors permissible. So like that, here also, so the person came with gold ring, the man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hilyatu ahlil jannah. This will be what the men will wear in Jannah. So you can't be wearing it here. Then they wore that copper and brass and the suhilya to ahlin nar. The people will wear this in Jahannam. So what must I wear, Ya Rasulullah? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittakhidhu min wadiqin, that you must wear silver rings and it must not exceed one mithqal. So one mithqal, Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib wrote in Ahsanul Fatawa, and that 4.85 grams of silver. Just say for 480 grams plus minus. So that are the two conditions, you see that. And for us, the man, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali, la talbasu fi hadhihi wa hadhihi. Don't wear the ring, you see that, in your index finger, and don't wear it in your middle finger. So you wear it in your ring finger or your little finger. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarullah Marqadahu, one of the greatest jurors Indo-Pak produced, he used to wear his watch, golden watch, meaning plated gold. Even his spectacles I saw sometime, you must remember, was gold, you see, plated gold. I used to love wearing that, but now I changed, you see. So now you must remember, that type of gold is there. Then he used to wear that watch there, sometime right hand, sometime left hand. So you, the man, you want to wear your ring on the little finger that your poor, your wife, your sweetheart, your darling, your jani, she gave you, you know, jani. Then these Pakistani Indians, they address their wife, they say, my jan, you see, my jani, like that. If you go to India Park neighbors, you will hear them speaking like that. So it's my life, you see that. So that Mamdani, you know Mamdani, Pakka Shia he is. So he addressed his wife, Hayati. The people say, what the hell is Hayati? His wife is Syrian. You see that? Her forefathers were from Syria, Arabs. So therefore, he calls her Hayati. Hey, Mary Zindagi. Mary La. You see? Chan, you see? So that's how you speak affectionately. So anyway, cut long story short. So now you weigh it in your little finger or your ring finger. So that in the right hand or left hand. So that me, I got rings people give. I don't wear nothing, you see. So this type of thing there. I got married. She didn't give me a ring and I didn't give a ring. So we don't give rings. Finish and cry. End of the story. There's no such thing. You must give ring and all these things there. So to me, it just comes in a way, all these things, you see. Wear ring and all. Even this watch. I never used to wear a watch. Story time. 1980, when I finished up there in Karachi, so Mufti Nizamuddin came to me, my Ustad Shamsi, they martyred him, the Shias and that. So he told me, what you doing Ramadan? I said, no, my husband made you. I'm staying here, then after that I'll go for Hajj from here. He said, what Acha, you must come and perform Taraweeh in my masjid. Now Dave, the Ustad tell you something, you can't make no stories, and it means you have to read 20 rakats, you know. Now, I had to eat after Maghrib, and then you know how we got these mini buses here. And you know how they drive also, same thing Karachi and that. So now I had to take one mini bus, then he drops me off there, then take another mini bus, and then I reached that masjid. Far it was, you know. So but anyway, I used to make it in time, just in time basically. So with Allah's help. And performed the 20 rakats in there. So I think 27 night. So I'm either 27 or 29, but I think the 27 night. Now 1980. So then I completed the Quran Sharif and so forth. So the one Pakistani guy came. You say, yeh bichare imam ke paas itne gharib hai ki unke paas gharib hi nahi hai. Main ek ghari laya hu unke liye. You see, so he told Mufti Sahab, Mufti Nizamuddin. He said that this imam is so poor, he don't even have a watch and all these things. Yeah, I want to give him one watch. You know, there's a wrist watch in there. So I just looked down and I was smiling. So he thinks I'm a pauper, like, you know. So I looked at him. He said, no, take it and all that. So, but he knew I don't like watch, but I just took it to make my ustad happy and give it away to somebody. So, but now we wear watch, you understood, in this time, because now radio and a lot of stories and all these kind of things there. So anyway, so you must give your wife rings, then you give her gold ring, genuine, or you give her silver ring, genuine. And your wife, you give the husband, then you give gold ring, genuine. Not all these other things and so forth and so on.
Son, if a husband commits sins and the wife tries to help him, but he doesn't want to change, does the wife also bear the burden of the sins?
You see, sister, the question you're asking is the witr salat, is the nafil salat. But you conveniently, selective amnesia, you're not asking the first salat. So I am asking you, my sister, my daughter, when your hubby came to you 2 years ago, 5, 10 years ago, to propose to you, did you ever ask the question, or did your father, brother ask the question, does this guy read salat? Does this guy pay zakat? This guy's income, is it halal? Does he worry about Islam? Or he just kabhi kabhi jumma par lete hai, big night and all that, you see. So see, just casual person, don't worry much. So that time your people's focus were not on that. Your focus were on the maal and the jamal. He came with a BMW, be my wife and bring money with, you see that. And how handsome he was, you see that, his fair complexion, green eyes and blue. So the car is right, his handsomeness is right and all that. Tikche, 100% we give our daughter. So who is to blame actually? Similarly, now you tell your wife, wear parda, read 5 salat, do this. But 5, 10 years ago when you proposed to her, you were the last person interested. You were only interested in dori ghosht. You see that? I want the fair one. I want the hoor. Hoor means to be fair in complexion. So you want the fair one. You see that? And whether she got brains or not, why one auntie used to say, "Hala kenni, you can create what donkeys work." You see, you get white donkeys also, she used to say. So Allah gave her Jannat al-Firdaus. Whenever she said that, I just burst out laughing, because she was giving message to her children and grandchildren. You say, "You create what donkeys?" They speak Afrikaans. They speak, you say, "What donkeys?" You see, so you get white donkeys also. So anyway, you must remember. So don't try and pontificate now. Me, I'm pious and you like this and like this and like this. No. So فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُ مِنْ يَتَقَى. So now we must take this whole thing together. We married, so now let us now steer the ship together. Let's start with ta'aleem. You see that? You have to win your wife over. You have to win your husband over. So every day, 5-10 minutes, we're going to read Riyadu Salihin. Allama Nawabi, I just told you his story just now. That less than 45 years old and he passed away, he only ate one meal a day, he never got married. One of the greatest scholars the Shafi'i school produced after Imam Shafi'i. And he said, I only got time to eat one meal per day. See how Allah accepted in the whole world his work. You see that? Riyadu Salihin. Speaking of Riyadu Salihin, I must tell you a story quickly. And thereafter, you must remember that you take Hazrat Sheikh's book and all the Fazail books, Fazail-e-Quran, Fazail-e-Ramadan, Fazail-e-Sahaba, all that you read, Fazail-e-Ilm and what have you. So you take all that books there and you read it. There's one book, Fazail-e-Tijarat also. But they don't tell you to read, because why? People are so engrossed in business also. So anyway, so you must read that, then inshallah the heart will soften and then you fall in love with deen, fall in love with Allah Azza wa Jalla, fall in love with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so like that. And cry tahajjud time, other time. So in that way there, but you won't be responsible if you are reminding your husband, but your husband still continues with the major sins, but never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla. So this week, Hafizah Hafizwadi and you, the esteemed listeners, so let me give you the program, inshallah. So Wednesday, inshallah, Hafiz Adil Kaji will come and fetch me. So from here, we will go to Freyheit. You see, I like to go to Freyheit because he's not my ustad, but I have to love him and respect him like my teacher. Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Qatada, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. The man's khidmat is so good, great, you know, we can never ever comprehend it. His father was a Hafiz. Appa also became Hafiz. Listening to all the children, grandchildren, all of them, the children told me. She says, no, I'm not Hafiz. But the children say she's Hafiz. You see that? So is that. See, Barkat, you see. And children, all Hafiz. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, I think maybe 25, 30 of them Hafiz. So therefore, on the grave day is written the Abul Hufaz, you see. So there we will have program this week, Wednesday night, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Masjid Abu Huraira. Then inshallah, 10 o'clock in the morning, all that, Nashta, then Rasta, then Baba Hafiz Ali Katrada's place. Then we will go to Denhauser. You see, I must be there 11 o'clock. So Zahir is there, Zahir Musa. So mashallah, he's our connection. So inshallah, from 11 to 12, I'll do the program from the masjid. You see, that's Thursday morning. And then we go graveyard and all those things there and on to other jobs. And there after Zohar Salat, then we have a nice, healthy, hearty lunch there by our auntie there, sister Mehroon, you see there, Hafiz Kala's sister, you see. And he's his mother and that Allah Ta'ala grant Haji Musa Jannatul Firdaus. Then from there, inshallah, that's in Hausa after Zohar, Masjid Noor, a program there. Then after that, Hafiz Luqman will come fetch me from Dundee, you see. And then we go to Dundee, Hafiz Salim Dokrat son. Then my asr time will be there, then is resting time and eating and what have you. Then after Maghrib is programmed there. After Maghrib in Dundee Masjid. Then Jummah also is there. Then inshallah, Friday after lunch and there, then Hafiz Luqman will bring me. There we'll go to Maqasim Sema's grave, inshallah, and all the people of Newcastle make dua for them. On a Friday is good to go. Then we go to Haji MP, Muhammad Parak's farm, and that is where we stay. And Hafiz Adil will be there waiting with the garland, you see that. You know what I mean with the garland. He's not going to wait with the garland. He will be very happy. I make special dua. Allah give him Zawja, Saliha, Jamila, good wife, pious wife. He's a good guy, you know. Handsome guy, Hafiz also. Lost his parents at a very young age. Tragic accident. We know we were there in Newcastle that time. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Then Asr time, he will be in Darul Uloom. The Sheikh is coming. I don't know him. I haven't met him. But he is the student of special student, they say, of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, very great muhaddis and scholar on hadith. I even asked Hazrat Mufti Zahlak Sahib, he said, Bod Ma'iri, like you say. Very great, and his Arabic is very good. So, inshallah, between Asr to Maghrib on Friday, he will be speaking to us, the students, and so forth. They added Darul Uloom that he is, how he and Sheikh Abdul Fattah, how he studied by him, who is the Sheikh, and so forth, and so on. And then, inshallah, Saturday, the Jalsa will start. We will take it live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. I told Suleiman yesterday, he must announce that next week, this week, we are coming now, Saturday, there won't be Naat Kirat. And inshallah, from 5 o'clock, Asr time, right till Isha time, 8 o'clock, or whatever time they have Isha, we will take it Maghrib to, from Asr to Maghrib, the students will complete Hifz and so forth. And thereafter, inshallah, the Sheikh will speak and so forth. And then it will be translated and so forth. So all that we will take live, inshallah. And then Sunday, the Bukhari Sharif Khatam will take live. So Sheikh Abdul Malik, you see. So my ustad, he's from Bangladesh, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Sahib Chatgami. I want to ask him, what was his relationship with Sheikh Mufti Abdul Salam? One of my favorite teachers. One teacher used to teach us there in Karachi, but half the time we sick and half the time, so I used to feel very upset. I say, but we came from so far. So Allah give him much, you know. So I went to Mufti Abdul Salam. I said, Hazrat, hum itne dur se aaye padhne ke liye. Lekin ye ustad bimar rehte hai and sometimes he's gone here, jamaat and tabliq and all these things there. So I mean, we didn't come for this, you know, we came to study. So he looked at me, he said, what time you want to study? I say, you're teaching, Hazrat, how's after Asr? He said, you come every day, and there by that pillar, I'll teach you. Whole year he taught us. And he taught Hafiz Ismail Ayyub Pirbai, two of us, you see that? So after Asr, after Asr is our playing time, you know, go run and we should study. And subhanAllah, what the man taught. And when all the trouble took place there in Bangladesh, Cox Bazar and South African ulama went, I haven't been to Bangladesh. So remember that, then they came here and said, Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave a parcel for us. I said, subhanAllah, what parcel? 6 volumes, it's Fatwa Kitab. He remembered the sunnah, you know. So that is love of a teacher and love of a student for the teacher. Baribate, you must remember that when you love your teacher, then Allah puts love in the teacher's heart also. When last you made 2 rakat dua for all your teachers? We become Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada used to tell me, he say, ye zamana humne apne, well, Maulana's Urdu. That's why I used to love talking with him in Urdu. Polish Urdu man, one of the best in South Africa. You know, he had a good voice also. He say, is zamane mein lo ye talaba hamare agar hum par salam kare to wo hamar unka ihsan hai hamare upar. That today our students who became hafiz by us, half of them see us, they run away because there is no kurta or no beard or no topi, everything has changed, you know. And those who make salam is goya ke, they're making, you understood, ihsan favor upon us by making salam. That is the truth, you know. So how are you going to go far in life when you got no time for your teachers and people who made so much sacrifice for you? So we should think about all these things there, you see. So inshallah, this week for me, Darul Newcastle is part of my life, you must remember that. 20 years I spent in Newcastle, you know. So therefore, in Cape Town, 767 in Cape Town, we'll be there. Our other Darul Uloom, Qasimul Uloom. So inshallah, that on the 3rd, 4th, we'll go there and spend 3-4 days there and all that in the Qasimul Uloom. Inshallah, inshallah, Allah make everything easy and so forth. So those of you surrounding towns, you must come to me. You can benefit very good, inshallah. Contact Maulana Ismail Aku. The Aku family are the top guys nowadays, you see. That's what I spoke to Ismail Aku the other day. Also my student, mashallah. So you speak to them, they'll give you all the details, history and geography and everything, inshallah. Ji. Oh, yeah, Riyadu Salihin. Hafiz Wadi Maaf, Riyadu Salihin. Then Hafiz, Maulana, Hafiz Kala's son is Maulana Muhammad Kala. So he's running some madrasa there and all that. So I don't know, he's in charge there. Anyway, so I know every time he's in there. So when the guests come, then they take them there. So for Riyadu Salihin, 10:30 Saturday morning, you see. So then he always tell me, you must come with. I said, no, I'll come, don't worry. I said, what must I do? He said, you must translate. I said, okay, no problem. But you must tell Sheikh, must speak in Arabic or Urdu. Bangla, we don't know. All this Bangladesh, the man, you know. So Arabic, Urdu, no problem. We'll translate it, inshallah. So that is our program there for all these Northern Natal places, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, this weekend, inshallah. Ji Afzal.
Ji Mufti Sahib, I think we'll take a break and then we continue, inshallah.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we continue with the Q&A program. That was a final break. We're going to be with you until 10 to 4. Thereafter, Mufti Sahib will be leading us in the dua. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to make wudu with zamzam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll come to that just now. So I was just looking at some information coming through. So then the one person, Ahmad Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Rahimahullah, he was a master in the Bible. He knew it better than these priests and pastors and them. So he's addressing the people and telling them about the Jews. He said, Jews, you know how he speaks, the master, you know. So there, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, he said, you Jews, yes, you were the chosen people. But you see, you must go to Leviticus, you see. And in Leviticus, verse 18, you will find, when you go contrary to God's plan, then God, the same God says, he will punish you 7 times, you Jews, you see. So he put the nail properly in the Jutla's coffin, you see that. So that is how you Jutla, you heard? So right, go check there, Leviticus verse 18. 7 times God will punish you more than how Allah, God, punishes other people, you see that. So yes, you are chosen people, chosen to go to hell. Because of all the crimes you committed now and in the past and so forth and so on. Ji, Abid Wali, now what is your question again?
Ji Mufti Sahib, about making wudu with zamzam water.
The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, is hadith is sahih. Remember that ma uzamzama lima shariba lahu. Whatever intention you make when you drink zamzam water, Allah will make it a reality. Al-Idas, Sheikh Awama, rahimahullah, not rahimahullah, Hafidahullah is alive. He's there in Istanbul, Turkey. His son-in-law is Sheikh Saeed Baghdash. So Sheikh Saeed Baghdash, he took me home, he gave me a whole lot of kitabs. So one kitab he gave is ma uzamzam. Very good. Tarikhuhu wa fadailuhu wa masailuhu ladat. So in there he wrote the qissa story, anecdote of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i was born in Gaza in the year 150. 2 years old, his father passed away, Muhammad bin Idris. Idris passed away. And thereafter, mother went into Iddat. And then 2.5 years now, so the entire family migrated from there. Asqalan, Gaza, all that are together. And then they came to Makkah. So he grew up in Makkah. His first teacher is an African teacher. Then Muslim bin Khalid Zanji became Hafiz by him, learned Muttaim Malik by him, and became an ustad there in Makkah Mukarramah at age of 13. At the age of 15, he gave him permission, verbal permission, you can issue fatwa, you're a genius. So Imam Shafi'i, rahimullah, they asked him now, what intention you should make? He said, from a young boy, a young person, I'm drinking zamzam here in Makkah, first dua, Allahumma arzuqni ilman wa'afira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge, you see. What knowledge Allah gave. Al-Shafi'i ka shamsi li dunya. He celebrated students, said Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal day in Baghdad. So remember that. Then, Allahumma aj'alni ramiya. Ya Allah, make me a rami. Rami, not that cards you play and waste time and all that. So rami, make me a master archer. He says himself, when I have to hit the target bullseye 9 times out of 10, you see. So 2 duas, you know, accepted. Then 3rd dua, Ya Allah, I beg of you, Jannat al-Firdaus. So that also will happen, inshallah. So remember, so when you are in the Haram Sharif, and now your wudu broke, and now you want to make wudu with zamzam, totally permissible. But if you look around in the Haram in Makkah, you will see it's written there in Arabic, Al-Ma'ul Adi, normal water. You see that? So that is for all the zuzu and all this kind of thing. However, to make istinja, you see, you go and urinate, defecate, Allah forbid, and then you want to use zamzam water, that's haram and not permissible. But you take zamzam water, you drink it, you pour it above you, and so forth and so on. One word comes in Ibn Majah in that, Amirul Mu'mineen said, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Tadallu'. Tadallu' means you must drink so much, your sides and your ribs and everything must get full to capacity. You see that? Not to drink abundant zamzam is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy, you must remember that. Drink Coke and Pepsi and all this nonsense, you must remember. Drink zamzam. And inshallah, when you drink zamzam and you're making wudu, also with it permissible, then the greatest dua you make, Ya Allah, when the time comes for death, then with the barakah of zamzam, with the wasila of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me pass away with the kalima tayyiba on my lips, on my tongue, and I read the dua. You must read the dua daily. Surah 12, verse 101, tawaffani muslima. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with true Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants, O Allah. So these are the type of things. Yes, to make wuzu, it is fine. You pour water over your head and all. You take zamzam in a bottle, you see, and you take it to your room. Say, Habi, come here. So you say, what happened? He say, I want to put noor on your face. So you take that zamzam, read Surah Fatiha, blow on it and rub on your husband's face. You see that? He'll become noor, noor. And you, my sister, what is your name? Hurbai and Nurbai. You say, you poppy, come here. Let me put for you also a little bit, you see. So both of you put zamzam there and put on the khopri also. Put on the head also. Maybe your husband is a short fuse, you know. Blows his gasket half the time, and the wife also shouting all the maids all the time, and every 6 months, 3 months, the maids run away. So come here, Popi, let me put some water on your head also. You must cool down, you see. You need a radiator in your brain, you see. So that is how you must use some water, inshallah.
The lady is born a Muslim and following Islam, married a non-Muslim when nikah was performed, but he doesn't follow Islam. Can zakat still be given to her?
She's murtad out of the fold of Islam. What Islam she is? Quran Kareem states, chapter number 66, surah Mumtahina, verse number 10. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, whether he's Jew, Christian, you know, Hindu, Buddhas, whatever, Zionists or whatever, totally haram. Then there must be no ambiguity and doubt left. Allah mentioned it the other way. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And for them, the non-Muslim man, to marry the Muslim lady, you must remember that is totally haram. Now in the question is mentioned, they perform nikah. So you're already making a mockery of Islam. Quran says it's absolutely haram and you go perform nikah. Straight away you become murtadda out of the fold of Islam. According to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, for murtad and murtadda, people who are born Muslim, people who embrace Islam, and then they denounce Islam, they reject Quranic verses, they reject the ahadith Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is death penalty for male and female. And the dalil is very strong. We give the fatwa nowadays on that verdict. So the hadith of Marwan in Darqutni, it must become a deterrent, you see that? So therefore, death penalty. Only Imam Abu Hanifa and the Hanafis say that the death penalty, capital punishment, will be for the male. And for the female, the murtadda, al-habsu hatta tamut aw tatub, till she passes away or till she repents and so forth. But this day, now we say death penalty. So remember, she's murtadda out of the fold of Islam. All her children are harami and all her children are illegitimate. The lineage will go to the mother and not the father. So we can't carry out this punishment. The Muslim countries, Arab countries don't do it. It's a way we stand a chance. And they lock us up if we do. So what must we do in our society? Somebody's sister, daughter got married, aliyazubillah, to a non-Muslim. And the parents also are happy. They posing, taking videos, taking snaps, sending it around and so forth and so on. So the parents also become murtad. Understand us. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country. Al-haqqu al-haqqu yuttaba. The same Imam Shafi'i. They asked him, what you say about your teacher? Imam Malik, he said, Huwa Najmun is a star. They asked him, how much you like him? He said, Huwa Habib, he's my beloved. See, but you wrote a whole book against him. You see that? He said, 100% I wrote book. With adab and ihtiram, with utmost respect. How I love Malik, I love the truth more than I love Malik. You heard ulama? You heard students? So we don't have to become blind people and follow the Pied Piper. You must go into research, tahqiq, discuss it with your ustad and so forth. Inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq wa makhtalafu fil haq. They differed for the sake of truth. They never differed in truth. Understand these things here. So nevertheless, you must remember that. So these are the arguments and that, you know, discussions you have and so forth there. Yeah, that you must learn and so forth. You can differ with respect and so forth. So like that it is. You must remember even today for our teachers and so forth. So mashallah, you can. We must respect them. But it don't mean everything you have to just agree. And we must ask them. But this also is dalil, that also is dalil. So in case like that, these people, they get their daughters, sisters married to non-Muslim, they're happy, they're celebrating. Kulluhum murtaddun, whole happy lot become murtad and out of the fold of Islam. What you're talking of in zakat and all that? For her is a death penalty. And if her parents are happy, for them also is death penalty.
If your salah breaks in jamaat, do you leave the saf or complete the salah and repeat the salah thereafter?
Your wind came out, right? That's an easy example. Story time. My one uncle, I have many uncles there. My one uncle used to make me laugh, you know. He says that when they were young, so now we're speaking about 60, 70 years ago maybe, or 50 years above is definite. He say one Maulana came, you see, there to Potchefstroom. So now they thought he's a big shot Maulana and he was dressed like a big sheikh and all that, you see. So then, but he was not Maulana, nothing. You know, for people they dress sometime, but they not really. So anyway, he managed to read the first rakat. You see, in Golmol, he read Surah Fatiha, Qul Huwallah. Then he made, you understand, Allahu Akbar. Then they went into ruku, sajda. So he does such a long sajda. So he used to tell me, he said that those days, there the town masjid in Porch, you see, not the Mohadin Masjid, the one there. This is 50, 60, 70 years ago. So he said that there was a window there. He said that so-called Maulana, he split from there. He left everybody in sajda. So one guy peeped. He said, hey, Imam Sahib, if a fardal Imam, the Imam ran away, you see that. So you must watch out that sometimes things like that also happen, you see. You put anybody there and the Imam is split from there, he's gone. So it can happen like that also. So anyway, so now you're behind the Imam and now the wind came out because they got gas problem, you know. So then you can't carry on with your salat, is haram. You must remember, same time you must break it. Therefore, you must always keep a handkerchief, you see. So you make kali kali, you put here by your mouth and nose and so forth. Like you create the perception, impression that your nose is bleeding or you're about to vomit or something. And then you just walk out, like that. People will give you place and space. And then you go there, wuzu, toilet, whatever you want to. First toilet, then wuzu, and then you come back and you carry on with your salat. Just start your salat all over again is the best thing. And in that way there, that is what you must do. You can't just carry on and say extra rehmak afterwards. And now I got a question on Saturday. They say that this Maulana, this Imam, he delivered the Jummah khutbah without huzu. Maybe while delivering the khutbah, like I was there in Masjidul Ummah, you know, in Johannesburg, Robertsham. First time in my life I went there, there's Haji Ahmed Abdi, he take me all places, you know. So mashallah, Allah reward him, reward his mother also is alive, well in the 80s, I think, and his wife also. So then, now I delivered khutbah. So Allah forbid, say your khutbah, your wuzu broke, you can't carry on. You must finish, stop there and tell the Imam there or whoever that they must give the khutbah. This guy just carried on quietly, all that. And then he told the Imam, make the salat. But maybe afterwards he told them that the khutbah he was gave without wuzu. So the question the people ask now, everything is finished. Is our Jummah salat valid? I say, he didn't make the Jummah salat. Your Imam made the Jummah salat, so your salat is valid. But for him to carry on, that is haram, that you must remember. So therefore, we need to be very circumspect and careful and so forth. You see, sometimes I speak these kind of issues. You all think I want to be funny, but it's to educate you. And you youngsters, you must remember all these kind of things here. So at Darul Uloom, you understood, I told them, Al-Istimna'u Haramun. Masturbating is haram. You understood? Quran says also haram. Go open chapter number 23, verses 4, 5, 6 and all that. The beginning of the 18th Supara. Ma, you will ask me which Supara? 18th Supara. Quran speaks of it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا لَا أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. That we have to guard our private parts, male and female. And you go to your spouse and like that, it's fine. But no boyfriend, girlfriend and all this business. Then the Quran says, if you go beyond that, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. They are the transgressors. So Imam Shafi, the genius, came. He made istimbat, he deduced from there and said masturbation is haram. You got it now? So now, when I was teaching this, one person told me, hey, not A to me, like when they said, like A, out of surprise. He said, but I made Taraweeh and every day I was doing this, you see that? And I never used to take ghusl. I just wash there and make wuzu and start the Taraweeh. Now see, if we don't teach our youngsters this year, so now they're hungry daytime, right? Now summer is evening time, come iftar time, one eye is there on the dates, the other eye on the samosa or cook sister in Cape Town and all these things. And then after that now, he's very hungry still, so he's going to make istimna masturbating. Just pour water, make wuzu, and Allah Akbar is making taraweeh. Why? Because nobody educated him. So we must know these things. There is farz and wajib compulsory for you there to know these masail. You can't be making imam just like that and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must know these basic rules and so forth and so on. Because imamat is a very big, and every Muslim should know this, not only the imams and so forth. We just put the laitiki in the front there, oh, he reads very nice. And he's a trustee son. You see, whether he knows the basic maslas or not, you know, that, who's worried about that? So that the trustee is happy and the people are happy. No, Islam don't work like that. He must know all the basic maslas and rules and regulations for imamat and so forth.
When must the tawaf and ziyarat be performed during Hajj? This question is from a student of Deen.
So remember, for tawaf ziyarat, the Hanafis only say you got 3 days. You got the 10th, you got the 11th, you got the 12th till sunset. You see that? The only istisna and exception according to Hanafis will be a lady in menses or a lady in nufasa. They're the postnatal, postpartum and that. Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambalis, you make it any time before departure, hey, qabla al-mughadara. So before you go home, so all that is fine, is no problem. They don't have this 3-day story. So only the Hanafis got that. And those of you who are going for Hajj and das and all that, you made intention. My advice to all of you, whether you student, whether you husband, whether you wife, whatever, that just put your name in the list, in the nusuk. You the wife, you put your name and your husband's name. You see, you the husband, put there. Don't look at your money and look at das and all. Leave all that stories. That you just register. At least your name will be there in the list. You see that? Sahuk is finished. Don't worry about Sahuk. You see that? That they are with it. Janaza is only put the last nail in the coffin and so forth and all that. Just leave them out. So remember that. So now you must ensure now November, December. So now your name is in the list and all that. And you don't know, you don't ask me. Me, I don't know how these things work properly. So you must ask your agents and all of them. And today also, what time it is? Let me see. Yeah, just lucky brought it just now. Yeah, so yes, it's here. They got it somewhere. Yeah, so 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock today. Hajj update. You see, tonight 9 to 10. So you all, they finish Isha, everything. So by us, Isha now is 8:30. By the time you come home, finish 9 o'clock. So listen nicely to it. So what rules there are, what regulations there are, what must you do, and so forth, as a prospective Haji, and so forth, and so on. So your agent can help you, or listen to Markaz Sahaba, and then to get some idea. But my advice as a brother to you, my brothers, sisters, especially for you who haven't been for Hajj, so what you should do is just register. Put your name in the list, you see, Nusuk and what have you. And thereafter, every day, not tomorrow, you start today. So after Maghrib, after Isha, whenever Tahajjud time. So then you read 2 rakat Salat. And thereafter, you read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. See, I'm ending on this here. Our salat, how we read salat today, it leaves a lot to be desired. In Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Allah Jalla wa la, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31 of the Quran Sharif. And regarding salat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform your salat as I perform my salat, not just up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. And regarding you, my student, my brother, you see, you're asking about Umrah and Hajj. So authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khudu anni manasikakum. So all of you going for Hajj, you must read, how did Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam perform the Hajj? Go read the book of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawarullah Marqad. It was a masterpiece. In Arabic, he wrote it, translated in Urdu, by Maulana Yusuf al-Udyanvi, a Shaheed, Rahimahullah. And the foreword written by Shaykh Allama Yusuf bin Nuri. I have wrote the Arabic in Urdu. I wish and I desire one of you young ulama can take out every day 1-2 hours and translate that work. It will be a great, great asset to the Ummah. Hajjatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Umratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform Hajj and the 4 Umrahs and all the details there you will find there. So remember for Tawaful Ifada, that Shafi Maliki Hanbali term, Tawaful Ziyara, Hanafi term refers to the same Tawaf. So remember 10, 11, 12 Hanafis. Illa lil ha'is wal mufasa. Except if you are in menses or in postnatal. And you must get parked clean, then you do it and so forth. And Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, anytime after that from the 10th onwards, as long as you do it before going home, so then there's no dumb, there's no penalty, there's no nothing like that. I think after we finished now, or you still got one question?
No, Ji Mufti Sahib, we've concluded now.
MashaAllah. Okay, so I owe you one lungi, inshaAllah. You see that? InshaAllah, we'll send the lungi to you. Okay, so now 4 o'clock, you must remember, is news with Suleiman Esop. And Suleiman Esop, you better send me the Q&A. And you lucky also, send me the 2 war parts there, please. Okay, then after that is my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala. InshaAllah, we'll meet Afsab there Friday this week. 10 past 4 is written 16:10 here. Therefore, I said 10 past 6. 16:10 for 10 past 4 is Asr Adhan. And then, 12 past 4, you must remember, it's Urdu lecture, beautiful. How will people meet their parents? And people will meet their parents in Jannah. So you're going to meet them, provided all parties are Muslim. Quran says, وَأَلَحَقَنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. So if you are in first class and your children, your sons, daughters are in business class, economic class, then you will pull them there. The parents are in economy and you in first class, everybody, come on, go into first class. So like that, but he'll explain to you. You know, Qari Alif Multani, master orator in Urdu. So 5 o'clock, Hif Jalsa, Mohana Harun. You see, Mohana Harun, expert in Arabic. He came out first in Pakistan. It's still a record. You must remember that. Ishpingo Beach Imam, 43 years. So then, mashallah, Hif Jalsa. So listen to that, 5 o'clock to 6. 6 o'clock, we kept it open line. So people ask questions, any topic. So Mohazahid and myself between 6 and 7. 7 to 8, Dawood. There to give Christians non-Muslim Dawood by Mohana Abu Bakr Aku. He passed away tragically, you know. Accident, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, grant his family and all of them Sabri Jamil, 7 to 8. 8 to 9, Dr. Amin Melrose. So mashallah, it was Suleiman Esop. Dr. Amin Melrose, I don't know if you're listening, but Jazakallah Khairan, you're doing a sterling job. You get very good big feedback regarding the heart, you see that, and related questions, 8 to 9. 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, the breakfast show with Mohana, you understand, Zahid Khan, and Hajj update. They speak to our brother Hafiz Umair from Getwick Travel, and this brother Ahmad Rashid Juma of Epic Travel, and so forth. So 9 to 10, that is tonight. Then 10 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, al-Shaheed, rahimahullah, and then 11 to 12, Hazrat Mohana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. So let us now pick up our hands and make dua, inshallah al-Aziz, and for the Ummah, for Gaza, for Sudan and all places, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil iman. Walaka alhamdu bil islam. Walaka alhamdu bil nabiyy akhir zaman. Walaka alhamdu bil quran. Walaka alhamdu bil sihha wal afiya. Walaka alhamdu bil ahal wal iyal. Allahumma laka alhamdu bima hadaytana. ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما رزقتنا وعطيتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. على الله توكلنا. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملعونين أينما كانوا وحيثما كانوا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وألمانيين وأعداء الدين يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا. يا الله من شفاء فرما. يا الله جو بيمار ہو ان کو شفاء کاملہ عطا فرما. يا الله جن کا انتقال ہو گیا ایمان اسلام کے ساتھ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے. ان کے پسماندگان خاندان فیملی و عوام والوں کو جو ہے صبر جمیل عطا فرما دیجئے. يا الله کل ہماری باری ہو تو کلمہ طیبہ نصیب فرما دیجئے, حسن خاتمہ عطا فرما دیجئے. يا الله يا الله guide our youth, يا الله guide our mothers sisters, guide us the men يا رب العالمين. يا الله so many people helping us on this path. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the capital team, reward them, grant them more and more capital fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, our brother Muhammad Khani of Indonesia, our Bhutti Ghani of Ukhis, and our ulama and the day brothers in Durban. Ya Allah, our ulama Mona Ahmad Dokrat, Mona Salim Karim, Mona Musa Akudi, and so many others, Mona Abdul Aziz Amot and others. Reward them all, reward their families for all the sacrifices they make, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, that all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, reward them. All the directors of Sirius FM, reward them, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Decimate and destroy these Jutlas and Zionists and their helpers. Ya Allah, the Arab leaders, give them hidayat, ya Rab. Ya Allah, if there's no hidayat for them, in kunest or nabud kar dije, in kutaba or barbad kar dije. Decimate, destroy them, destroy their kingdoms and destroy their wealth. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, so many jalsas taking place now during this month of November, December and so forth. Hif jalsa and ulama. Ya Allah, accept all of us for your deen, ya Allah. Grant us all ikhlas, istiqamat, steadfastness and qabooliyat. Bless our teachers, ya Allah. Those who are alive, grant them siha, afiyah and barakah. Those who passed away, grant them jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, make us the khadim of your deen, ya Allah. Lama jalna min al-maqbooleen. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي, إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. By 5:30 إن شاء الله you should get the podcast. My brothers here, Lucky and brother Suleiman Esau, will send it inshallah. Jazakallah khairan to you, Hafiz Wadi, trustees, everybody, directors. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and esteemed listeners. Until next time, we say wa sallahu ala nabi al ummi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.